Hey, Catholic Divas. Guess what? It's a happy anniversary podcast. So please come on in and join us as we celebrate 1 year of Cycles and Sanctity. It's going to be a fun episode.
Hey, this is Mama Jane.
And this is Mama Vicky. Welcome to the Cycles and Sanctity podcast.
I'm a Billings Ovulation Method instructor and a certified Catholic mindset coach.
And I'm a labor and delivery nurse, an IBCLC, and a La Leche League leader.
We're here to share with you the beauty and the pain of your cycles.
Have you considered honoring your cycle throughout the journey of your womanhood?
Have you ever considered your cycle as a tool towards your holiness?
Well, sisters, it is. We're excited to walk this journey with you.
So go grab your favorite journal and pen and your hot beverage and let's do this.
Good morning, Catholic Divas. Welcome back to the podcast. And today is an exciting day. It is Mama Jane's anniversary of 1 year of podcasting. It's exciting. Yay.
It is exciting.
Yeah. So I'm excited to ask you a couple questions about your journey. First, what made you even start a podcast?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, you know, it's funny. I have been wanting to start a podcast for about 4 years before I actually started, just because I listen to podcasts myself. And I'm an auditory learner anyway. I've always listened to music, talk radio, back in the day when cassettes were popular, CDs. And my business coach really said, you know, this is a long form of marketing and just really getting the word out.
Okay. Well, do you feel like there's been any changes from the first podcast to this podcast?
Oh, dude, yeah. It's so funny. Thankfully, we have a wonderful editor, and I want to give a big shout out to Joanne Gillis. I don't think I would have ever been able to move forward with the podcast. I had the content. I had a lot of the ideas. I just didn't have the technology and understanding, and she really helped me put that together. Yeah, I was really nervous the first time I heard myself on a podcast. That was really kind of a weird, surreal experience. Mm-hmm. And it was really interesting, actually, because we had decided, I wanted to drop it on my birthday last year for my 60th birthday. But because of technology and the timeline and everything, then I wanted to do it at Easter, which we didn't happen. And then we did it on April 11th, which was the week after Easter. And I just happened to be traveling to your brother's wedding.
That's right.
And it was just so crazy. And so I felt like I was in two different dimensions. I was going to a wedding, but then I was listening to the podcast and, you know, sharing it with people and hearing the reviews and getting comments from friends and everything like that. So yeah, of course, anything you do for the first time, you're nervous, right?
Sure.
And now it's just so wonderful. We have a rhythm. It's been glorious to have you on the podcast to really have the conversation. Because sometimes I remember when I first started just talking, sometimes you just kind of feel like you're talking to the wall since it's a recording. So you have really helped me. Just the ideas and just the way we work together, which is why I knew you would be such a great partner in this.
Well, thanks. I remember the first time I was on your podcast was for breastfeeding.
Oh, yeah.
August. And World Breastfeeding Month. And I, same kind of deal. When I first heard myself, I was like, oh my gosh, that's me. That's so strange, but so exciting at the same time, because both you and I share a passion, just a burning passion to help women be the most they can be in a godly way.
Yes.
Because the definition of how the world wants women to be and what God wants women to be isn't always on the same wavelength. And Jade and I are here for the eternal life.
Yes, that's right. We have the Super Bowl in mind, yeah. Right? Like we talked about last time, yeah. You know?
Another thing I'm going to throw out right here, shamelessly, ladies and guys, if you're listening, we would love it if you would drop a review for us. I mean, that's the way we get feedback and how we're doing and what you'd like to hear, ideas. So if you can review our podcast, that'd be awesome. What are some ways that listeners can really, just besides listening? Because I know sometimes I hear a podcast and I'm like, wow, I need a little more. And how can our listeners get more just after listening to our podcasts?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I love the fact that we started a Facebook group and that they can come on over there and then have that conversation. But also, more importantly, one of the things I find is that, like, I'm really excited about a podcast, but I don't know who else is listening to the podcast. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of like when you're listening to a band or something, and then you find a friend that likes the same band and likes the same song. You're like, oh my goodness, mm-hmm. that's what the Facebook group is, especially because we drop the podcast episode every week in the Facebook group. So if you haven't had time to go to Spotify or Apple or all the places where podcasts are, you can always go and listen there and then have those comments. And that's really kind of where we can have the conversation, because another challenge for me personally with podcasting is I love to teach. I'm a great teacher. God has just given me this great gift of speaking well and explaining things well. But I personally, as a teacher, as a coach, need the feedback of like, do you have any other questions and things like that? And what do you not understand? And that's the place to have those conversations of like, hey, I heard the podcast. I love this X, Y, and Z, but I wasn't sure about A, B, and C or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then, like I said, just having another group of people that are all listening at the same time, that camaraderie. And you and I are both sanguine, so we love including as many people as possible. The more, the merrier, right? Mm-hmm. But it just makes it fun. It makes it fun.
Well, that's what I was going to say on the Facebook page. You know, you drop questions and I answer. Sometimes I don't, but Mama Jane and Mama Vicky can talk to each other for days on end. And so we could fill the Facebook page with our opinions and comments, but that's kind of what we give you here. So we just really want you listeners to be a part of this. We are here for you. Obviously, we do get things out of it because this is just a fun and it's fun podcast, and it's a blessing, and it keeps me for sure on, I don't want to say the straight and narrow, but you know, on the focused path. Life can get you down sometimes, and then you have to remember, like, again, we've talked about it before on the podcast, you know, a bad day isn't a bad life.
Yeah.
So sometimes exactly. If you're, you know, whether it's hormonal, emotional, whether it's, you know, whatever the situation in life, because as we talked on the other day on our podcast, you know, every day is going to have a little bit of adversity, and that's not where God wants you to stay.
Right. Right. So, and the adversity can be the thing that draws us ever closer to Christ too. That's the thing. And you kind of asked me like, why did you want a podcast? It's one of those things where when I first was starting to discern what to podcast about, I went to my business coach and I was like, I love talking about women's cycles, but I also love to talk about Jesus and the Catholic Church. And that's actually how we came to the name. She said, well, why don't you call it Cycles and Sanctity so that you can incorporate the faith in alongside with a cycle. And I, like I said, I mean, I just see so clearly how we can use our cycle for our holiness, for others' holiness. And it just made sense to me. It's made sense to me for years, probably because of my infertility. And I shared that story of how at one point, because I'm a devotee to Saint Therese, and she talks about offering everything, even if you want to take a drink. Her sister taught her that when she was really little, like she wanted a drink and she made her sit on a stool for 5 minutes to offer that 5 minutes for someone. And for me, during that infertile time, the Lord just showed me like, why don't you, instead of crying for days and days about your menstruation that you didn't conceive, why don't you offer that with the precious blood of Jesus? And so it just really taught me how to offer my ovulatory phase when my husband wasn't home. He's in Korea and I have to be chaste and abstain and, you know, all the things. And I'm just offering it up for others. It just made sense. And I just love talking about the faith as well. I love talking about the church. I love talking about the traditions. If I can help one person fall more in love with Jesus and in his church, then I feel like that's...
Well, I have to say, when I first heard your podcast, the thing that really hooked me is, if you go back, listeners, if you're just joining us or you've never heard the first few episodes, Mama Jane really reinforces the soft side of our Lord. And that if you're struggling, if you have self-doubt, if you think maybe I'm not the one or I'm so far behind, that it is so, again, we've said this several times on our podcast, the only sin the Lord can't forgive is the one you don't come to him with. A lot of times I've religiously based things feel punitive. And this podcast is anything but that. And Mama Jane just does a really good job of bringing you in wherever you're at, which kind of reminded me, you know, so Cycles and Sanctity, you're a Billings fertility instructor, yet also you and I are in that season of perimenopause, menopause. And what is the journey like from there? Like, what do you foresee Cycles and Sanctity And for me, the idea of going through true menopause and not having a cycle for so long, you know, your cycle is such a big part of your life. Are you going to have babies? Are you not going to have babies? Like, am I going to be on a trip at this time? You know, your cycle is always, and I used to be like, man, I can't wait till this is done. And now I'm a little fearful, like, will I be a woman? I mean, like, it's just a strange enough, of course we will, but I also think you do a good job of navigating that, just the gentle transition to the next phase of your life.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Yeah. And it's funny you say that, because when I first started this podcast, I really thought, you know, I was going to be ministering to the young 20-something-year-old, and I still have listeners. Please tell us who you are. Like, that's one of the things that we'd love to hear about the reviews or even in the Facebook page, because my vision was to really help that younger generation be understanding of why we don't want to use contraception, why we want to track our cycles. But as I have journeyed in this past year, a number of people have shared with me, well, like, this is great, but what about me who has gone through menopause and are postmenopausal? Like, how can you serve me? And it was just really interesting. One of my coach friends had shared with me, she just kind of reached out to me and just realized, like, you know, menopause is just something that we don't talk about, and you have a great avenue. And so I've really kind of shifted in the past 4 or 5 months since mm-hmm. we started really focusing back in the fall about perimenopause and menopause, because you're right. So many women have so many thoughts about menopause, and they also have thoughts about their own bodies while they're going through menopause. And it's one of those things that for me, well, I shared with you a few weeks ago that I'm developing a program for menopausal women, and it's called The Catholic Way to Navigate Menopause with Grace. And as I was thinking about my own journey and my own life, I had this huge aha moment, because there was the time that was just disastrous for us. And I've shared this on another podcast as a guest during that time, and we'll post that later. But I realized, as I stepped back and looked at that time, I was going through menopause. Mm-hmm. And that realization gave me the freedom to look at that scenario of all of the events that happened to that. I would always say that it was the red bullock that took me down, and now I'm Gandalf the White instead of Gandalf the Grey, because it really was. It was a devastating, devastating events. And, you know, praise God, it's all glory to God that we're here and I'm here at a better point. But what I'm finding is that there aren't enough resources for women to acknowledge menopause and to navigate with grace, to continue to love themselves, to love the Lord, love their family,
and feel worthy.
Yes, that is the thing, is that feeling the worthiness.
I mean, our culture does a very terrible job of honoring elderly.
Yes.
I mean, you look at the actors and actresses, you know, the actors, people, oh, look at him, Silver Fox. But the girl, the lady who was an actress at 22, and then we see her at 65, and they're like, wow, she really let herself go.
Yeah.
The poor thing is 65.
Yes.
But there's my own vernacular. Poor thing. She's not a poor thing. She's got decades of wisdom of being a woman.
I'm so glad you said that, because actually that was one of the things that the Lord gave me. Years ago, before I turned 50, I was actually in a direct sale company that was founded. It was a Christian-based company. And this couple, when they started this company, and I joined at their 25th or 26th year, but they were 60 when they started. And I remember the first time I went to the conference thinking to myself, I want to be like them. I want to be so courageous at 60, as willing to start something so phenomenal. Unfortunately, through COVID, that company had to close down. But she had passed before I joined, and he passed when he was 96. And the effects of that one company, of all these women, all these families, I mean, it was just really, really profound of, like, what can you build if the Lord desires you to help?
Well, and biblically, so many of the people we honor in the Bible didn't do great works till their later half of life. Because in our first half of life, we're working. We're raising children. Whatever your vocation is, you're working to build that because you're new at that. And so here we are. We've got raised children. And so that part of our job is done. Like, we're done raising them. It doesn't mean we're not in their lives, but we're done raising them. And so now it's time to see, where else do we serve? Where else can we serve? And again, though, it's just sometimes hard to remember. Women, you know, we struggle a lot of time with our worth. What is our worth? One of my sons says, women are lucky. They get to have the people. And it does take the man to make the people. But, you know, we wouldn't have a human race if we didn't have the vessel to carry them. And then I digress. But that job can't last forever. You know, I'm a bedside nurse and I love my job. But most bedside nurses, about the time you're in your 60s, the labor is literally too physical. Doesn't mean you're weak or bad. It just is time for the next generation to come up and do the physical work. And then you are there for the experience.
Right.
I mean, nothing I love more than talking to nurses. I've been nurses for 30, 40 years, and they're very wise and they know humanity and they just have a lot to give. And that's all women. We just have to give them the space and respect.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's really important that you said about the nurses that have had that as experiences, the wise nurses, which is one of the reasons why I named my company the Wisdom Wellness Coaching, because the wisdom comes from the experience. And I always know that a client is supposed to be my client when they come to me and sign up for a discovery call, and the first words out of their mouth is, I knew you were the only one I could talk to about this. And that's like, okay, yes, this is what I'm here for. And yeah, you're right about, we're not done yet. Mm-hmm. Just because our cycle is finished, because that is the mystery, you know, I mean, a 90-year-old man could procreate if he, you know, found somebody, mm-hmm. you know, but a woman has a definite beginning and an end of her fertility. And there is that transition. And that's my desire, is to help women go through this transition, not hating themselves, not hating yes. their symptoms, not hating their emotions and their thoughts. But what I have discovered is, a lot of times, again, it's that kind of dying to self and then growing into something new. And the dying to self, it brings up a lot of things. And that was my story. When I look back at that whole episode, I realized that there were some serious wounds of my childhood that I hadn't ever dealt with. And it came back in an ugly way. And unfortunately, I didn't have a Catholic coach to guide me, but I did have a few tools to get me through it, and it made me stronger. And then when I found Catholic coaching, it just was so natural because I had been doing a lot of similar work. And that's my desire for anyone that is going through perimenopause, menopause, like, you're starting to feel anxious, you're starting to feel despair, you've got these overwhelming emotions, you don't know how to handle them, you don't know how to deal with your husband because you're just snapping his head off or whatever. Come to me and let me teach you these tools so that you can go through this process. It's not like you're not going to go through this process.
Exactly. I was going to touch on that, that it doesn't mean we can take away the anxiety or the fear or the old wounds that haven't been dealt with. I mean, we stay busy in the young years of our youth. We're very busy. So a lot of wounds can be put to the side, compartmentalized, just move on, move on. And then as your life becomes more still, as the children are grown, or you're more established in your life position, they can come back up. So that's the beauty of Catholic coaching. And if you sign up for Catholic coaching, it's not just the one discovery call. That's just the start. And then you build more tools to keep it up. And, you know, Jane and I, it's funny. We have such a passion for all women. And like she touched on earlier, we want to help young moms that, you know, I look forward to talking to you about preparing for pregnancy, preparing for breastfeeding, and just walking us all through the entire cycle. I'm kind of in this section of life right now where the perimenopause, where I'm not menopausal, but I'm not fertile to have babies anymore. And it's still just a walk that we all have to walk. And it's a lot more fun to walk with other women that have our eyes on the prize.
Yeah, I love that what you said. It's so much more fun when you're walking with women that have the eyes on the prize. I had heard a story years ago about preparation. And this speaker, basically, he told them that what would happen if they just released all of these snakes into the audience? Everybody would freak out and they'd be jumping up on their chairs. But what would happen if he came out and said, now, listen, in about 5 minutes, we're going to release these snakes. They're harmless. They're going to climb over your feet and it's okay. We want you to experience it. And how would the audience reaction be? It's kind of like when you go to kindergarten, right? Like you have a meet the teacher. And a lot of times like middle schoolers, like they'll, yeah, or in the high school, right? Or even in the college, like come see a day, right? And that's really what I want to invite women who are beginning to see those signs of perimenopause. And it's amazing how much younger women are starting to feel those symptoms. And I'm personally surprised at, like, some people will be like in their later 30s. And to me, that's like, wow, this is really interesting. So that's where the Billings ovulation method instructor comes in, because then I can see, well, is this true menopause or is this some sort of hormonal imbalance or something like that? And how do we track it and things like that? But if you have someone who can tell you, like, hey, it's okay, these are the things, and this is how we can deal with it. Again, going back to that kindergartner, this is going to be your desk. Mm-hmm. This is going to be where you put your coat, you know, and these are the things. And yes, it may be a little difficult. I mean, think about your kindergartner who goes to school the first time or whatever, but you know that you have someone there to help you, guide you, and also kind of bounce off, like, is this normal? That is part of the thing, because that's one of those thoughts that people think, like, this isn't normal. I'm abnormal. I'm going through this. And it's like, well, actually not, sweetheart. It is kind of.
Well, and the other beauty of doing it with other people, you know, you have a kindergarten class of 20 kids and you've got some of them that are crying, don't want to walk in the door. And then you got some that are like, see ya, mom, this is the best day of my life. I can't wait till tomorrow kindergarten. I wish it was every day. So, and you'll have women like that. So, you know, if you're a woman going through menopause that's fearful and anxious and concerned or confused, and then you find another woman that's just living her best life, like, I've been waiting for this moment, all of that's normal. And you'll have days where you're like, you know what? I'm glad I'm right here. And you'll have days where you're like, I'm nervous about being right here. That's just our human frailty and the way humans work. Mm-hmm. But we're here to walk this journey with you. And we definitely we want you to reach out to us, through the coaching, through the Facebook. We just look forward to walking together.
Yeah, I really want to encourage the listeners. It would give me great joy to hear your reviews, either at the Facebook group, you know, the comments, or if you know how to do reviews. Vicky and I have also talked about that, about, like, typically for me, I usually listen to podcasts while I'm, you know, vacuuming or taking a walk. And so thinking about stopping and writing a review later mm-hmm. is difficult. And then also trying to figure out, how do I find a review, all that good stuff. But it would give me great joy just to hear the feedback of what you think of this podcast. If you've been with us the whole year, we would love to hear how you've journeyed. If you have a favorite episode, we would love to hear that. And also, if you have other topics that you mm-hmm. would like us to talk about, because we want to really focus on birthing and breastfeeding with you. And like I said, that menopause, not to say that I'm not helping women that are wanting to have a baby or wanting to teach your daughters how to start tracking, or if you're a young woman who hasn't ever tracked her cycle, all of the things, we can do that. But
I think that's the thing with us, Jane. We get so passionate and we really do want to help all the women.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I wouldn't call it officially because it's a podcast, you know, but your niche right now is menopausal women. And my niche right now is pregnancy, breastfeeding, postpartum. But we're here for it.
Yeah.
All the stages before and after. And we have education behind our backs, but we do have, between us, we have 5-6 young women that have gone from infancy to womanhood, and they've all started their cycles, and how each of our own daughters have experienced their cycle differently, even these daughters raised in the same home. Mm-hmm. So it's just mm-hmm. interesting. We just don't have, Jane and I have each other, which is really cool. But, you know, you don't have sisters usually still living with you that you can talk to about your cycles in the later years, you know?
Right.
But, and that's the red tent concept. I've always wished we still had a red tent, because you did have the gamut of women in there. And no, they didn't all get along. You know, I'm not saying you always have to get along with every woman, but we're all going through the same thing. So you have a sisterhood in that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. And that's really the key, is where do you find your tribe? Where do you find those that are going to support you. And especially with, unfortunately, with social media, a lot of times you'll post something and then just get bombarded with all kinds of different, you know, so like 180 degree different perspectives and whatever.
And then discerning what is right is not easy. If you come from a place of, I don't know what's happening, the internet can sometimes overwhelm you with which there's 180 different ways and which one do I want to take?
Right.
And that's, you know, another thing I think we do well is help you discern where you want to go.
Yeah, because both of us were La Leche League leaders and we both take that philosophy of we are here to provide you information and then you take what you think would be beneficial to you and your family and your situation because you are the one that is in control of your own life. Like you have free will. That's one of those things that I'm really passionate about is like acknowledging that you have a choice. You can take this information and apply it or you can take this information and throw it in the trash. Mm-hmm. And for me, that has been a very powerful understanding in my own life because many times people will, I discern like, is this really beneficial or is this not? And if it's not beneficial, then I do have that ability with no judgment of like, you know what? That was really great. This is this person's perspective. These are these person's thoughts, but they're not my thoughts. They're not my values. They're not my way of doing things. So I'm going to put this on the shelf.
And that comes with confidence and time because in the beginning of any process that you're experiencing, it does take, you know, you're not confident in yourself. So when you hear another thing, you almost can be like, oh my gosh, that's how I have to do it. So it is very freeing when you're like, hey, this person did it like that, but hey, that's not for me. And that's okay.
Yeah. It's one of those things I love about being a coach because as a coach, one of the questions I ask my clients is, well, what else could be true? Mm-hmm. So that we could look at a different side. You know, maybe I've only looked at the blue side of the Rubik's Cube and maybe there's a yellow side that is actually more beneficial for you. So yeah, absolutely.
Well, this has been so exciting. I look forward to this next year. I mean, we will continue to grow and develop. And listeners, please come with us on the journey because you are why we are here. It's been a pleasure talking with you. I'm very excited.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, a year is something to celebrate.
It is.
You know? So yeah, we're going to do some celebration and maybe we'll do some celebrating on the Facebook group. So you guys need to definitely come to the Facebook group and join us in the party.
Absolutely. So we're going to close in prayer. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that he may grant you in accord with the riches of his glory to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner self, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the holy ones what is the breadth and the length and the height and the depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to accomplish far more than all we ask or imagine by the power at work within us, to him be the glory in church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. We will see you next week as we start year two. Hey, Catholic Divas, before you go, I have some exciting news. I will be hosting a workshop online on Monday, April 15th at 8 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Mountain, called Who You Are is How You Menopause. So come and join me and let's learn a little bit more how to gracefully journey through menopause.